Plate and Books.
Hey everybody, VG times 3 back again. Regular show this week, regular show. I enjoyed the clip show immensely last week. This week on the show, we're going to be talking about GameStop, saving the indie scene, Donald Trump trying to take over the universe, and with such a circus year in politics, I find a politician we can all support. As I promised last week, we're going to be having guests. Tonight's guest is Keith.
Hello, everyone.
What's your gaming tag, brother?
Undecided.
Nice. Is that across the board for everything you play?
No. Actually, on PSN, I was Christ Puncher.
Okay.
But I don't play that anymore. I only ever played it for, I forget the name of the game, but it was one game that I played it for.
All right. I played predominantly DC Universe Online on PlayStation, and then I kind of gave it up.
I was walking around, they had a PlayStation Universe where you could like go into like play some pool or a lot of mini games, and I was like,
oh, DC Universe. DC Universe.
No, it's PlayStation.
You said for PSN they had.
For PSN they had a
PlayStation. Oh yeah, Home. PlayStation Home.
Whatever it was called. It was fucking stupid.
It was. Where you could buy pool tables and watch movies with your friends and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember that shit on PlayStation.
I'm still, I still get emails.
They wanted to get hot. No, it wasn't.
Like you haven't been idle on this one for 7 years. Like, would you like to get back to it?
Nah, I'm good. Yeah, Final Fantasy XII still hits me up, wondering if I want to come back to the realm. I don't. What do you predominantly play now?
For the last year and a half, I've played the shit out of Destiny.
Yeah,
probably,
you know,
2,500 hours, 2,600 hours played.
Another regular on the show, Victor Belmont, who's not here, is just in love with Destiny. That's how people are. They're just super into Destiny or, you know.
Not.
Yeah, they thought it was too close to Halo.
Well, I ended up meeting a great group of people that I play with constantly.
That's what it's all about.
And it made the game fun.
Mm-hmm.
Half the time I spend fucking around, goofing around, and I have a blast.
That's awesome.
Almost
man.
Every night.
That is awesome. So you're an Xbox fan?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's cool. The more fan friendly system, I think.
The more I talk to people, that seems to be the way.
You don't think that's because both of you guys are more Xbox guys?
I have both systems, so I have nothing to gain by just hating.
Xbox
on.
Got their claws in early with the online play.
Yeah, I felt that.
So we all have our friends from Xbox.
I think PlayStation missed out on the online network being a major thing of the last generation because Xbox, I bought the new one predominantly because I have a list of friends, like you said.
Well, 2 weeks ago, Xbox threw the gauntlet down. This isn't in the news, but we missed it out because, you know, we didn't have a show 2 weeks ago. I had my son. But
congratulations again.
Thank you. Remember last week, or remember when you texted me about that, how Xbox is trying to throw the flag over to PlayStation and invite them to play?
Mm-hmm. Cross-platforming?
Yeah, they were thinking about it. They've always done it with Windows and whatnot, obviously.
Yeah.
Not so many games, but a couple have been out there. A couple. They said they'd be open to other developers and strongly hinted that it was going to be a PlayStation. I think they're just throwing it out there to show PlayStation, like, slapping the hand away. I don't think they're
right. Like, reaching across the aisle just to get denied.
Yeah, I don't think they mean
we're
it.
Benevolent.
Why, mm-hmm. That's the one thing that Xbox has on them, is that they're better online. So why wouldn't PlayStation just grab a hold of that? That's what they're lacking.
Yeah, it's the bridge, but I don't know.
I think it also has to do with the exclusives. I think that's why Microsoft did it, because they have a great line of exclusives. Uncharted, The Last of Us... there's a few others in like Final Fantasy. Mm-hmm. I'm sure Microsoft would love to get their hands on that, especially since in my opinion, I don't think Halo 5 did as well as the previous Halos.
I think financially,
no,
it didn't.
Do as
well.
And that might be because the precursor was that awful.
I didn't mess with
Halo
5 because the collection,
the Master Chief collection,
I got totally burned on that.
Awful.
I heard they fixed it.
I don't care, man.
Way too late. like for 90 days, I couldn't do it. And then I was like, I never checked back because
it's too late. The other game's out already.
It was 6 months.
It was fucking terrible.
You just bought a brand new car, but it won't drive for another 6 months.
No highway.
Do you still want it?
Exactly. No highways. Only
you could still sit in it.
Yeah.
You could listen to the radio in it, but that's about it.
But no CDs.
Yeah.
Yeah, can't take it above 60, brother.
Yeah.
Gotta let
those wings spread. I didn't buy, I bought a Halo game. I didn't buy a Battlefield. Battlefield, I know what I'm getting. A broken game.
There was, that was the glitchiest piece of shit ever, man.
It still is, man.
Actually, I've gone back to Battlefield because I have EA Access on Microsoft, which is...
So do I, man. It's pretty cool.
Fucking phenomenal.
Yeah.
Especially now they added a lot of 360 games.
Yep.
How much does that cost a month? $35 for a year.
That's awesome.
That's a good and it's pretty good. Almost all the sports games come out on it.
Really? You can get all the sports games on it?
Yeah.
FIFA's on it. FIFA 16 will be out in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, April 19th.
All right, that's a little...
You get it delayed. But, I mean, you'll get it, but I'll get the UFC. The old UFC's on it, right?
Yeah.
Well, the sports games...
Garden Warfare's on it. Sports games are the... Battlefield's on it.
But I'm saying the sports games are their bread and butter, and that's why they have a huge delay on that, because...
Of course.
The wait till the season's over, and then you're like, okay, now you can have it for free, which is cool still.
Well, I mean, like, FIFA's soccer is full swing right now. It's their mid-season,
mm-hmm.
a lot of leagues. But everything, even the backwards-compatible games that they're doing, like, they have an emulator on the Xbox... which I think is a brilliant idea.
Okay.
And it, like, PlayStation had the Vault, and Microsoft honestly outdid them with the backwards compatibility.
Mm-hmm.
It's just an emulator, but I've been looking for it. I downloaded it. I haven't played it yet, but I'm looking forward to playing Dead Space again. I haven't played that in 7 years.
I have to go back to 360. I never played 3. I played 1 and 2. I never got to 3 yet.
Oh, Dead Space?
Yeah.
I ended off on 2 myself.
3 was actually really good.
They're all really good. I loved 1 and 2. They were great.
It just fell through the cracks. You know what happens? Like, it probably came out... If I look it up, it probably came out with, like, 4 other, like, slamming games that month or something. I just didn't pick it up.
Both of them, I just kind of, like... I think you told me, Pete, that, you know, that was a good game to pick it up. And I picked up the classic edition of that. It was, like... $15.
Yeah, it was far enough removed.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, awesome. So then the other one had been out for a year, like the second one, so I picked that one up. I was like, cool.
And that was right around when the third was coming out, so it was probably just buried in whatever you were playing at the time.
Pretty much.
So, Keith, what's your favorite game of all time?
Honestly, Destiny. That's the game I've put the most time into.
Is that the first game that you've really interacted so much with the other people? Because I know people have memories like that. I know, Giant Shock, your favorite multiplayer is Gears, right?
Yeah. Well,
but that's because we had such a golden time of online every night with our buddies. Is that the first time, or were you a Warcraft dude or anything like that?
No, I started playing online with Modern Warfare 2. I started with Xbox.
Not a lot of love on that game for each other.
I had so much fun
playing
Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I mean, the
players themselves, they're not as supportive as Destiny.
Oh, no, everybody's fucked my mother in that.
Right, I know.
That's fine. I may have fucked my own mother in that at one point. I don't know.
You got off lightly, man. There's like... you get straight N-bombs thrown at you. It's like, do I sound even remotely black guy? Like, well, first of all, why is that your go-to?
I don't know.
Is that even a bad thing?
Yeah, there's some definitely hate speak.
Yeah.
Yeah, but one thing I do hate is little kids on the thing when they're trying to talk to you so much is when they're like, you know, they're just making noises to make noise.
Yeah.
Inconsiderate little pricks.
Yeah. Mute.
No. The reason I can't watch Let's Play videos. There's a bunch of people screaming.
Yeah, so annoying. All right. No. So we learned a little bit about Keith. Let's learn a little more about ourselves on what we're doing this week, and then we'll get into the news, and we'll have a great show. A great show. What's happening, fellas? What's happening, Giant Shock?
I picked up The Division.
A rerun. What's happening with Raj?
I picked up The Division. I haven't really got too much of a chance to play it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, first impressions, I think it's really cool. Settings great. I haven't played too much, but...
Did you get through all that beginning? There's a lot of exposition in the beginning.
I opened it up at like around 11 or so, and then like the time I was like halfway done with that, I was like, all right, I gotta go to sleep for work tomorrow.
You're like, it is 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
I can't keep watching cutscenes.
Other than that, I basically a little more UFC and a little more of the WWE game this week because it was WrestleMania.
It's the WrestleMania.
Yeah,
it was a weak, disappointing WrestleMania.
No, it was actually really cool. A lot of good matches. Some of the outcomes were disappointing, but
So all the outcomes were disappointing.
Yeah, but what I did know was I had several people over for WrestleMania and Xbox, the Xbox One. You could put up to 6 controllers on that. So we played all six characters in the wrestling game. We were just having big matches and stuff.
Cool.
Because the Xbox 360, you can only do four.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, Xbox, I think, does it support six or eight?
I have no idea. This is all news to me.
Because usually they don't want you.
Only ever played one.
Me too.
Well, usually we came from an era where like everyone just came over to one person's house and we all just sat with the sticks.
Split screen.
Right,
split screened
right.
it, or if it was like a Mario Tennis game, we, you know, obviously we'd play something like that.
GoldenEye 4.
GoldenEye,
Perfect Dark, four people.
But usually,
3 inches
face and
with the way games go now, you don't think that they even put something like that in. You figure that everyone have to be signed into their names and their accounts and like they'd all have to own the game to do that, but... It was pretty cool.
Xbox can be a pain in the ass with making people sign into games or even fake accounts. Like, I remember Halo LAN parties. It was you had to pick a fake dude or whatever.
Yeah.
That was so obnoxious.
They've gotten better with that with the Xbox One.
Yep. Definitely. Keith, what are you playing this week?
The Division, for the most part. I haven't had a chance to play much this week, which I kind of hate.
Are you further along than
happens,
him?
Man.
How far are you in there?
I'm... way at the end game. I'm ready for the patch next
Tuesday. You've been in the Dark Zone or wherever it is? And...
Yeah, I'm at rank 40 in the Dark Zone.
Oh, damn.
So I that's
so you're an alpha shark over there.
Yeah.
You have too much time to play?
You're why I'm afraid of the Dark Zone.
I had surgery on my left shoulder. I haven't worked in a year and 4 months.
No, okay.
Because I had rotator cuff and bicep tear surgery. Oh,
nice to see your thumbs are doing well, though.
Oh, yeah.
Strong hands.
Giant fucking callus on the left thumb from playing all the time.
Cool. You digging it, though? You digging the Division?
Yeah. It is grindy. It takes a while.
Yeah, that's
it. Once you get to 30, then you can start having fun, honestly.
Okay, so here's my thing. I've been playing the Division also. I'm kind of in between you guys where I'm probably farther along the Giant Shock. Like, you probably haven't even stepped it out of the camp or whatever.
No, it just took forever.
It's very grindy, and this happens to me a lot in games and movies and books and whatnot, where, like, if it's grindy in the beginning, I just don't do it, you know?
Definitely.
I remember, that's kind of why I don't play online RPGs, because, like, Final Fantasy XII, for example, it was just... Like, you get your second subclass or whatever at 15, but, like, by the time I was level 12, I was just so bored. Like, and everyone's like, just hang out till 15. I was like, I don't want to hang out while I'm playing a recreational activity. Yeah, I don't want to grind.
I want to have fun. I want to smile.
Yeah. Like you said, Destiny, you kind of just jump in, and if you're a noob, then you're a noob, but it's like you were having fun with Destiny. Destiny was fun, you know? You just jump in, and you blast monsters, and it's cool.
Yeah.
And there's a cool story. Destiny, the Division story is a little too slow for me, too. It's either I'm playing a story-driven game or an action-driven game, and this is kind of 50% both.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
I honestly went, you know what, fuck you, skip the cutscene.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the cutscenes were too drawn out. I would watch the main ones. Okay, I get the gist of it. Let me just shoot people in the face.
And I've kind of seen it before. Like, I got up to, you know, you go at the garden and they're like, oh, you got to collect this guy and this guy and this guy and this guy. I was like, I don't want to collect this guy and this guy. There's not another doctor in the house that I can just collect. Like, there's one doctor here.
Yeah.
And you know where he is. Why the fuck didn't you go get him? Why'd you wait for me? Anyway, that's my review of the Division. Why the fuck do you wait for me? Why didn't you just do it yourself? There's a lot.
I couldn't get him. I got an eye patch on.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Well, suck it up, Buttercup. Go get him.
I could be out there with you, but I can't.
Well, on the opposite end, like, what if you got there and like, we're good, bud. Just go home. We did it.
Yeah, no, I'm over here for a reason. What are you playing this week, Max?
I finished up Far Cry Primal this week. And all things being said, probably the weakest Far Cry game of late.
Yeah. Because the endings are usually pretty cool.
Ooh, no.
No.
Sudden ending. You every far
Spoiler alert, is it a meteor? Does a meteor take you on?
No ice age, no meteor. You're not in dinosaur times. But every Far Cry game, the big selling point for me is tons of weapons, a cool environment, and a lot of moral choices that dictate your ending.
Yeah.
Far Cry 4 had like 5 different endings you could get.
You didn't have people you attached to, like, I forget their names, but the guy and the chick from 4?
None of them matter. Nobody matters in this game. The bad guys are very clear-cut. You want to kill them. You do kill them. Game over.
Oh, in the past, all the bad guys have been kind of ambiguous. Like, you kind of almost root for them.
In a way, I like Vaz.
Pagan Man, I liked. I liked him.
Vaz Montenegro in number three was one of my all-time favorite villains. This one had, like, Oog and Oog. One was a fire chick, one was a Neanderthal.
Oog.
And you kill. Oog. And by the point Oog. In the game where you actually fight him, you probably already tamed all the legendary beasts, because that's the most fun part of the game. So I didn't even fight the one guy. I was like, sick him.
Yeah, and all of them attacked?
Fucking Sabretooth Tiger ate him. Done.
Were you like Ash Ketchum? You just little bit. Unleash all your dudes?
Yeah, Blood Fang Sabretooth, I choose you.
All right.
Sounds like you paid $60 to play Ark.
Little
for 30.
Ark sounds more interesting. This one was just Far Cry without buildings. Or guns.
All right, so it sounds like we're playing a bunch of math games.
Yeah, I'm a little disappointed. I love Far Cry. Always have. And this one, sometimes the games tie into each other. This one, no tie-ins.
They said they were tying it in somehow.
There's one character who
Heroes
was...
Heroes of Dawn of Civilization. It's tied in somehow. I mean, like...
Well, there's a character named Herc in the other games. Yeah. And this one has his descendant, Erky, who's an idiot.
Well, wouldn't Herc be Erky's descendant? Herc.
Well, they have the same voice actor, but for some reason, he's talking, like, Ooga Booga language with a southern drawl. All right, I get it. You're trying to tie him in.
Better right, than a British voice. Like,
yeah, how everybody do we do thinks, old? Yeah, how do we do old? Give him British voice.
Or foreign.
Oh, it's, all in all, not my favorite. And I would say, if you want to beat that game quick, just do the hunting missions, get the big animals, and then you get XP bonuses every time you take down a base without being detected, and all you do is go, get them.
Whenever there's like an advantage I can get in one of these free roam games, and it's not critical to the story, and I could just go get it,
yeah.
I go get it yeah. immediately. Like the Spider-Man, as soon as I found out I could swing faster... That's literally before the first mission. I collected every single fucking thing to swing faster. Yeah. I don't want to be swinging slow ass through the city.
And if you do the hunter missions right off the bat, you get all the big animals. Easy.
I would do that immediately.
Do you get to control?
That would be my thing. I might even end the game after that.
Right. Do you get to control the animals themselves?
Or? In a sense. Some you can ride, which is useless.
I think he's thinking more like a POV missile.
Oh, no. You have an owl that you use for surveillance.
Oh.
But... You basically just target a guy and left trigger, and it runs off and kills him.
Mm.
So you just target everything with your owl, drop beehives on everybody, and while they're running around with bees stinging them, you just send
Wait, does the owl pick up a beehive and drop it?
You hand it one.
Oh, no thanks, man. I don't know about
And it just flies off, drops a beehive.
You guys don't give me owls shit for asking for a hang glider in it.
The owl is a smart creature. We'll just slap it down. Like, nope.
And
don't
want
a fucking owls angry are beehive. Actually very stupid.
They try to explain it, too, and it doesn't work. I think it's a good idea that they tried to do it, but it didn't really pan out all that much in the end.
All
Play
right,
Far Cry 3.
So you heard it. Step it up, industry. These games are whack.
Yeah. There's no games that are really
unique.
Pushing you. I want to throw out there, for instance,
Quantum Souls
Fallout 4.
Out. Yeah.
Fuck you. Honestly.
Yeah.
Really?
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed playing through it just because of the lore of Fallout. But there were no moral choices like Fallout
yeah, yeah.
3.
Yeah, no, I know
you
what you
could
mean.
Talk your way out of any situation
really?
In Fallout 3. Fallout 4, you basically had no choice except to, okay, I have to go and kill this
it
guy.
It was a little more linear.
Well, here's where I disagree, is you have to pick a faction. And that's what I'm up to still, is I can't decide which faction to pick because I know I have to kill some
yeah,
other
but
factions.
It's basically a different skin, except for that guy who's with the Brotherhood. He's a boss. But
Paladin Dance?
Yeah, Dance is pretty dope, but he's the most boring motherfucker
he's
I've ever met.
He's vanilla, but yeah. He's got a cool gun.
I don't carry him around, man. I carry my dog.
I've been rolling alone lately.
All right.
That's Dog Meat's the way to go.
Like DMX.
Yeah.
By the way, with Dog Meat, he doesn't count as a companion.
So you
can
use your lone wanderer.
Extra weight
yeah.
and everything.
Yeah, that's how I roll.
Automatron, which is the DLC that just came out.
Oh, I haven't picked it up yet.
It's honestly... kind of boring, and it's the same shit that was originally in Fallout 4.
But you build robots. That's not cool?
It is.
It looked like Pokemon with robots.
It is, but it isn't. It's a lot of, you have to go do all of these quests before you can start building the robots.
Oh, weak.
And then once all the quests are done, you can't, what are you going to do with the robots? I'm going to play Minecraft and Fallout, which is
Can't fuck them all? Yeah, no.
Can try.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, just a little WD-40.
Let's rock some news, man. I'm excited to get to the quiz. I love the quiz every week now.
Well, be prepared.
I will, like Scar right, from Lion King.
Two, team, assemble!
Good news, everyone. Bad
news, everyone.
Not heard?
It was my understanding that everyone had heard.
Keith, I gotta say, it's fun to see somebody dig my sound clips. Thank you.
I've heard fucking Professor Farnsworth in there.
Thank you, sir.
We're so desensitized.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard it for a couple years now.
First, I would change them, but I mean, can't fight perfection, dude.
If it ain't broke.
Yeah. First story I wanted to go over, GameStop is publishing games now. Single. I mean, what do you want them to do? Go Blockbuster style out?
No, go Netflix style and adapt.
They are. They're publishing games.
No one wants to buy
they're going hand
games
in hand. No, they're going hand in hand with Insomniac Studios.
All right.
Insomniac, responsible for Ratchet & Clank, Spyro, and unfortunately Sunset Overdrive. But they're okay. They're hit or miss.
Insomniac. What was the last time you picked up Ratchet & Clank?
They got a new one.
When's the last time you picked up?
That I personally picked one up?
Yeah.
Well, he's not.
Not the new one. They got a movie coming out.
They got that movie coming out.
They got a movie coming out. Insomniac had. It's a good partnership because they're not huge, but they're not small. Now they're coming out with a Songs of the Deep. It's a story about a 12-year-old girl who lost her father, so she built a little submarine. She goes under the water and she discovers the whole civilization. It looks good. It's a 2D side scroller. GameStop has absolutely no creative control whatsoever, but they are in full control of promotion and marketing.
So they're like a record label. They're distributing.
Yes, yes. Obviously, they're the only physical copies that are going to be sold by GameStop. So our fellows over at Play and Trade and Game Hunt are asked out. I don't know how much this game's going to be. It's a side scroller. It's like it's going to be available for download on all systems, but can't be $60. I can't give this thing $60.
No, this screams marketplace.
$29.99.
Yeah,
yeah, $29.99 maybe. Yeah, even that is a little high for side scrollers for me. I never really pick up the $29.99 game.
They would have to do something like sweet for me to actually go to a GameStop and buy a game there with Amazon and. With like you still have GameFly, right?
Yeah,
and they have you digitally download everything. Why would I ever go to a brick and mortar store?
Well, because you get to trade in your games for cash and take a little off your new games.
You'd have to give me a significant discount.
You know that I'm a brick and mortar store guy. I like that.
But now with game sharing on the Xbox One,
yeah,
to me everything is half price. I have a friend,
yeah,
that I can trust with my details.
That's,
and we share. Every game costs me half price.
That's the best where, like, you just turn on your Xbox, and you could just go to his house, same thing. He could use your account, and all your games are right there. It's pretty sweet.
Exactly.
I just like it. You know, I'm interested in video games. So I like walking into a store covered in video games. I like the t-shirts. Well, like all that
shit. I have two Xboxes, right? So I like to play a game downstairs, feel a little sleepy. I'll just turn the system off, go upstairs, and then... You know, it syncs up, like, takes like a minute to sync up, and then I'm playing exactly where I left off, upstairs.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
No, I know it.
So that's why I don't like the actual physical copies of the games, because I'd have to bring the thing up, down.
Right. No, I see the appeal. Mm-hmm. Back to GameStop, though. I hope this hits. I hope this hits and they start publishing a lot of indie games. I mean, this isn't like a reach. Like, they're not reaching for like a small indie developer. Insomniac Games is pretty big.
Yeah, but I feel like they would need a triple A title.
Any
more beers?
The problem is that triple A titles are not necessary. Triple A titles don't need GameStop to publish them.
Yeah, but
they don't want to share the money. As much as they've showed us on, how GameStop has no creative control and whatnot, they haven't said the details of the money sharing.
Right.
You know, so it looks like Insomniac is kind of taking a risk with Song of the Deep. It's like a pet project or a love project or whatever they want to call it. But it's not like Ratchet and Clank. They want the whole nut for Ratchet and Clank.
Yeah, if I'm being honest, though, I don't see this making much of a splash.
No?
I don't see much attention going to this game.
Nah, that's my problem. I think that they needed maybe even a bring back, you know, like something they weren't sure was going to be a hit. I was going to say Earthworm Jim, but come on, we all know Earthworm Jim would be a big hit.
Oh, this is 64.
Yeah,
you're saying something dynamite. Something that has a name appeal.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, so maybe something they're trying to bring back. A new Conkers, a new Contra, even.
You would have to get a title that I already knew and loved for me to go to GameStop and to purchase the game from them.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, like, they Burger King got me to do it. I really like those Burger King.
Yeah, well, they gave that with the extra value.
It came with a large fry.
Yeah. So you were there. I don't eat Burger King, but I was still going.
You made maybe you made a special stop, but you were, like, still, like, if there was no fast food place where you could just drive through, get a meal and a game, you wouldn't have gone there.
I would like to see a drive through GameStop. That'd be hot.
It's called Xbox Live.
Yeah, no, I know.
Well, you missed the boat on that. That should have been the 90s.
The Lazy Man's Game Store exists.
Yeah, that would rock.
My issue with GameStop now is, and the reason that I don't go there as much anymore, is because they don't do the shit that they used to do it. Like, when it, the GameStop I go to is in North Babylon. And it used to be Video City there, where I could go there, I could get a game. They would give me a disc with demos on it. They would give you promotional stuff. They don't do that at any of the GameStops anymore. They're almost pushing customers away. Why not hand out some of the T-shirts you get instead of only employees get them? Or hand out some of the posters instead of it's only with a pre-order?
Yeah, or the standees once they were done.
Same reason I miss brick-and-mortar music stores or comic shops, where they would have the promo stuff.
Game Hut still does it in Babylon. Village, Game Hut still does it. Like, if I walk in there, and I mean, I'm the brother-in-law. So I actually get less than most customers, but most customers, unless I steal it, which I do. If you walk in and you're like, oh, I want that Assassin's Creed Sandy, did anyone say claim it? GameStop will be like, nah, it's yours. Game Hut, rather, will be like, nah, it's yours in, I don't know, 2 weeks once we're done with it. So good like that.
As far as for me to walk into a GameStop, I think you'd have to change the business a little bit and make being at the GameStop more enjoyable than to just try to pick out a game. You know, like, it's the internet age. I know what's out, you know, so I don't need to, like, browse and see what's there. So, like, maybe if you had, like tournaments at the GameStop or something like that where you could just go and locally play there, and while you're there, you might pick up a game or something like that.
Or, again, I run tournaments at Game Hut for them sometimes. It's actually pretty fun. They have a back room with six.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's, yeah. Like,
social events.
They're doing it right.
I'd much rather go to that store because they sell, like, games that you may not see at a GameStop because they sell the older libraries. Mm-hmm. And they think outside the box a little bit. We're like, hey, we have this space. Why not use it all instead of put a whole bunch of, like, DS games there for, you know, or, like, you know, 64 games. Right?
Yeah, I feel you. Mm-hmm. But do you think this is going to make any headway for GameStop as a corporation? Obviously, they need to.
Definitely, it's the first step in going out of business, man.
Yeah. Why?
Because no one's going to buy that game, man.
Nobody's going to care. Yeah. Exactly.
If you can only buy it at GameStop, well, then you've taken away so much sales because it's only at GameStop.
What's
you
it called? Got, Ocean you, something?
No, Songs of the Deep. It looks cool. It looks like a Child of Light or something like that. It was a cool game. I would love to download it for my Xbox free game of the month.
Exactly.
You know? Well, too bad you can't. You got to go out to GameStop to buy it.
It's still available for download. Oh my god, I bought that
for free.
Oh my god,
it's still available for download. It's still digital?
It's still digital. It's just the only physical copies are going
to
be.
They need to come out with some more hardcore games, man.
Yeah, like, but like even like Ori and the Blind Forest. Xbox exclusive marketplace thing.
Cool game.
Cool looking game.
Yeah,
I could get that in my living room, and I still have been like, eh.
Yeah, I mean, I know what you're saying. I mean, like, Dear God was free.
Dear God was free, and I played that for an hour.
Yeah.
See, what they should do if they want to become a game company...
Bolgar the Viking, I played a lot.
That was frustrating.
Yeah.
See, what they should do if they want to become a gaming company is just, since they have a ton of money right now, just fund all the indie darlings, man. Every indie company that had, like, a decent idea... Start bringing up all those games
and bring up your own library. You got the right idea where if they funded, instead of dumping a lot of money into a big guy like Insomniac, if they sprinkled out, not only would they look like heroes, but they'd probably get a good grassroots campaign of these guys all just shooting on Twitter and fucking...
I think that's a sound.
Also,
yeah, if they seeded it.
Throw out gear, GameStop, indie gaming or something like that. Like, or change the name of the corporation from GameStop to something else and then just make a whole bunch of...
Well, they
did
that. It was Funko Land. Now it's GameStop.
Man, Funko Land's like the 90s, brother. Like,
what if they went back to Funko Land?
That's dead. It's been dead.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, like, if you could put out a whole bunch of gear to let them know that your GameStop being, like, indie games type thing, like Space Invaders or, you know, on some cool logo or something like that. I think that they should really sprinkle out their money all over the place, because if you put out a lot of money in a bunch of indie games, you have a better chance of one of them hitting.
Hey, maybe
one
some contest. Maybe even if they did a contest, that'd be pretty cool. What game gets funded?
How much
a Kickstarter contest almost, but they're the Kickstarter. They're backing.
We watched that. What was that movie where they three indie games were being made?
Indie game, the movie.
They basically funded that game themselves. All three makers. So yeah. How much money do you really have to give these indie game companies to make a game? Like a couple $1,000?
Yeah. So yeah, it depends on what game. Obviously,
give them a grant.
Flappy Bird. Then yeah,
give them like $10,000.
Yeah.
Well, a grant. Like, put the money forward. Mm-hmm. Build your game. It's a GameStop exclusive, but if you want an indie game from an up-and-coming developer, you have our library. Games that cost them nothing to produce.
Yeah, I'm digging it. Yeah, so kind of, again, to go back to Burger King, just kind of bite the bullet, get your name out there.
Going back to Burger King, just kind of bite the bullet, well, get the Whopper.
It could be almost like an EA Access. If GameStop could make an app for the Xbox One or the PlayStation, and you can try out all of these games. Make it $15 for the year, or half the price of EA Access.
Right. Be Netflix, not
and
Blockbuster.
Let people give the games a try. Mm-hmm. They can maybe they get to try the game for a month. If they like it, $7-$8 for the game.
I'm digging it.
I'd have no problem supporting any game developer with $7-$8 for a game if I played it for a couple of weeks and I really enjoyed it. Absolutely.
But you don't sound like a cheap jaded guy, though.
Yeah, like, let's talk to Pete.
Fuck him.
Thanks for the free month of game, pussy.
Well, they have a new thing. They have a new thing called Patreon, which I have donated to for podcasts I like.
Patreon,
Patreon's good. So you're talking about maybe a Patreon situation where, like, you like it, pay it forward.
Yeah,
drop a $5.
That's a pay it forward service. If you're a fan of something, you give them a few bucks.
Yeah, I've done it. Mm-hmm. All right. Next one I wanted to go over was a U.S. politician. Mr. Duncan Hunter, has anyone heard of this guy? He's a guy who was caught vaping at the hearing about how vaping might not be good for you.
I saw that video.
Remember that dude? So he's in trouble because he's got to explain $1,300. Well, $1,300 and two.
Round that down.
In purchases on Steam from his campaign fund.
A total of
68 Steam games were bought on the campaign trail.
There's nothing to do on that bus, man.
68
full fucking price
Steam
games on Steam.
Man. Yeah,
$1,300 and 68 games. He's paying almost full price for every game.
You can't wait for the summer sale. Sale's fantastic.
Yeah, what's up, Steam? What's with all the full price games with this guy? He bought 68 games.
They're Democrats. They're Democrats. He's a San Diego County House of Representatives since 2009, and. His claim is that his son used it to buy one game, and then it kind of spiraled out of control. I think it's complete bullshit.
Like, I don't think
I think the son thing is a cop-out.
It's a cop-out.
Own it, dude. Own it. You bought 68 games on Steam.
Yeah, get that gamer vote.
Hey, yeah. Look, man, there's a lot
and
of...
he claims that he thought it was his credit card that was purchasing the other game. No, you didn't. You didn't give your fucking son the okay to buy $1,300 worth of games on Steam out of your own wallet. You didn't do that. You said, fuck them. Fuck the American public. They can pay for my goddamn XCOM 2.
They won't even fucking know.
Yeah. Yeah.
You said that they were on...
He said it while he was vaping some strawberry kush.
Yeah, you said that he was on the campaign trail?
I assume so. I don't know. Well, I mean, 68... Look, he's been in the House of Representatives since 2009. Which means, what is the House of Representatives? Every 4 years?
I believe so.
Every 4 years. So, of course, that means that 2013 he went reelected. Now, this is 68 games. It might have lasted a long time. I said campaign trail, but I don't know that.
So he's just sitting home. Like,
yeah, he might have just been purchasing with his campaign. I mean, they said that he owes some people from his campaign... from that fund that he was taking back from. So, how long can you hold the fund for?
Even Frank Underwood had the decency to only play one game for four seasons.
I hate that scene so much. I hate it whenever he plays it and he's just fucking tapping on those buttons. I hate that shit.
I know.
Why do they show people's hands playing video games?
People who don't know how video games work.
Just fucking slapping it.
I'm not a director, but how about a over-the-shoulder view into the face, and then you never have to show his hands, and then you're like, oh, he's playing the game.
Right. Maybe show him holding a controller still.
But I mean, actually, it's the same reason they show computer hackers just smacking away on the keyboard on TV shows.
The movie Hackers was nothing but that.
I love it. I love
it. The greatest movie
ever. Or when they show people high and they're clearly acting drunk.
Yeah, 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 yeah. No, I like the Hackers the best, especially when they're given a deadline and then they have to shatter it.
Wait, I'm like rewriting the encryption.
Oh, it's an hour.
We're in.
You have 2 minutes. Oh, damn. All right. It's like, oh, all right.
All right, let's go to the server room and start pulling out servers and they'll be like, oh, my God.
I need an hour. You have 10 minutes.
Okay. Or especially when they have a gun to their head or something.
Yeah.
Dude, that was, point that was mostly what all right,
the
okay.
show 24 was about.
Was it? I never watched
outside 24. Of Jack Bauer killing everyone on the streets, it was like a crack team of people in a fucking facility with computers just like, all right, Jack, we know everything. Like,
never counting the amount of time it would take to read all that bullshit.
Everyone loves that show, and I liked it when it came out, but that's unrewatchable. It's just like,
I didn't like it. It was stupid. It was 24 hours. It was literally 24 hours of a life. Then the guy never took a dump, never ate a fucking Snickers bar.
Hey, man, in the commercials.
It would be fine if he was. I would actually like the show if he was just like, oh, hold on, I gotta take a bathroom break. I haven't been to the bathroom in like 8 hours.
And now a word from our sponsors.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It'll be cool.
1 hour.
You're a toilet flush, and we're back in.
Well, so, what do you guys think about this dude? Do you think he owes an apology? Do you think it's his son?
That's the least amount of money that was stolen by a fucking
by a politician.
Could be his son. It could be.
Who even cares? It's $1,300.
If I was his son, I'd be like, yeah.
Look, he should just pay it out of pocket and be like, my bad.
The White House, that's what he's doing.
The White House pays double that for hammers and shit. Like, who fucking cares? If anything, Steam got off lightly. They got off lightly with that Steam bill. It could have been double or triple that.
Well, they could have went cheaper with good old games.
Steam must have run out of games.
We've covered stories on this show about people racking up bigger bills on mobile
games.
Yeah,
that guy in Canada.
Yeah.
Well, there was like a FIFA coin guy, right?
The FIFA guy.
Yeah, he had, or his son.
$4,000.
Like $4,000 in FIFA coins. It's like.
Mm-hmm. My daughter racked up fucking $15 in building Disney World this week. I was like, how are they? Like, I had to look and say, how are they doing this? Like, how are they not asking for my password? And they're not. They actually do pop-ups. She doesn't even know she's buying it. It literally is made for children so much. My daughter is a kindergarten-level reader. You know, she can't read like that. So they say, would you like to buy Goofy's house? And on the page, it says, it's $1.99. But she just presses this huge button, and Goofy's house is there. And it's $2 out of my bank account, you know?
She's like, fuck that.
Is her Disney World nice?
It's cool.
Is it a Magic Kingdom?
She got Mickey, which is cool.
Is little Nady there? And he's like, Nady, don't say sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
Buy that.
It's like, Nate never says sorry.
Nate bought World of Tomorrow.
Just pause it.
Pause?
Yeah. He's got pissed.
I got a piss.
Oh, I thought you were asking
me. I didn't want
to. No. We're back?
Yeah, we're back.
All right, cool. All right, that's about it. That's kind of what I wanted to go over with the politician guy. I mean, whatever. He's just going to pay it back. No harm, no foul. I don't think it's really that big a deal. The next politician, however, I want to talk about, he's a big deal, especially in New York now, where his rally is going on.
It's going on
now. Yeah, now, let me ask you, Pete, you're big into this video game. Let me see if you recognize the voiceover from this commercial for Mr. Trump.
What was that? Is that a dog? It's Hillary.
We're at war. No one wants to admit it, but humanity is under attack.
Fucking for real?
Yeah.
One sheep.
Yeah.
One very specific. Like the wall that stands between humanity and the greatest threat of our brief existence.
That man is my father.
Really?
Oh my God. All right.
My generation finds itself at a crossroads. If we don't adapt politically and economically, our country will be left behind.
And aliens
and the Reapers will come for us all. True
power. We need a leader. And surround them.
Did he actually use this or someone made it?
Alright, so here's the deal. A super PAC technically made it. But he did endorse it on his Twitter. He did tweet this video.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Because it's the fucking Mass Effect 2 trailer.
Right.
Yeah.
And you don't want the elusive man giving you the endorsement?
Okay.
He turns out to be bad.
Here's the thing. The elusive man happens to be a homicidal racist.
Genocidal racist.
So that's right in his wheelhouse.
But that's what I'm saying. Isn't that weird that he would support that?
No. This, yeah, this message.
He said he built a fucking 30-foot wall around Mexico. He's not hiding racism.
He's not keeping out reapers. Yeah. Like
that thing needs to end with like, my name is Ganondorf and I approve this message.
Ganondorf doesn't have bad hair like that.
So
really, kind of does.
Yeah, no, they both kind of like in the same wheelhouse. Yeah,
different styles.
Just
of
so everyone
hair.
Knows, I found a tweet in 2012 where Trump tweeted video game violence and its glorification must be stopped.
Go back and Ganondorf one second? At least his uniform hair, he got like the Roger from Doug hair.
Yeah.
Almost.
Yeah, or the Macklemore, who has the Roger from Doug. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, red-headed back.
It's ridiculous, though.
It is ridiculous that he would... again, like I said, his campaign didn't come out with it, but he did tweet it.
But they kept the fucking voiceover.
I know.
He's smart in the sense where like he knows how to get a social media presence and to...
Every
to
single thing he says, he can backtrack on. It's like, yeah. Oh, that video was awesome. All me. Oh, you guys didn't like that video? Some super back
didn't do it.
Didn't do it.
Yeah.
It's a loser.
Like Hillary. That dog. He's entertaining, man, but like he's the worst.
But yeah, he's terrible.
Guess vote Trump before we're taken over by the Reaper Force, unless Commander Shepard can save the day.
If that's what we're looking for, and if he's literally the one guy who can save humanity, then I guess I gotta vote for him.
If it's Trump versus Hillary, I'm just gonna not vote and avoid jury duty for the next 4 years.
Just lay low.
Yeah.
All right, so that wraps up the news. That was longer than I thought for just three stories. But hooray for us in conversation. Pete, you ready to take this test? You ready to do this test?
I'm ready.
Nice. Me too.
This is a test. Pop quiz, hot shot.
Test your might.
And I'm going to kick that son of a bitch Dyson's ass so hard.
This is only a test.
Punch up that bad guy music.
Oh, my bad. My bad. Sorry.
That's all right.
He was too busy dancing.
Do it now. No,
do it now!
All right, you guys ready?
Yeah, we're ready, man.
All right, here's how it plays. I'm the boss. You guys are the heroes trying to take me down via trivia questions. And I got a little change this week just because of the nature of how I wrote it. I got 15 hit points. You each got 10. I have set it up a little different because I was writing three quizzes that turned into one. So I'm going to give you three categories.
Oh.
You pick your attack via category.
Mm-hmm.
And I've arbitrarily written point values for each question. So you're not going to know how much each one is worth.
Oh.
And if you get a certain amount of points, I give you a perk.
You're an ultra scumbag dungeon master.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Fuck you.
So here's your categories for the week.
What's with the ultra scumbag?
You figured that out alarmingly early.
I hate really cool. Dungeon Master.
That was alarmingly early.
That was my video game when I was younger. It was D&D.
So here's your categories. Record-setting games.
Okay.
Voice acting,
mm.
And creepy monsters.
Hmm.
Now, do we all pick a specific one, or do you just whoever picks the one?
By the amount of questions I get, mm-hmm. We're going to go around. One person picks a category. You three answer.
Okay, one more time. There. Can you just repeat the category?
Record-setting games, mm-hmm. Voice acting, or creepy monsters.
Okay.
All right,
and
man.
Again,
let's
you want to know
it.
How many points it's worth? So, Ryze, we'll start with you.
Voice acting.
Question one. What TV action star recently replaced David Hayter as the voice of Solid Snake in Metal Gear Solid 5?
Is it Kiefer Sutherland?
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
Ryan.
I'm going to agree with Kiefer Sutherland.
Okay. Keith?
Same here.
You Kiefer all Sutherland. Get 1 point.
All right. All right. You're welcome, fellas.
Thank you.
All right, Chuck. Pick a category.
Record-setting games. Alec.
All right. With 65,000 separate lines of dialogue, the record holder for most lines of dialogue in a single-player RPG belongs to what game set in the Nevada desert?
Oh, The Fog?
More specific?
You gotta be a little full.
Three?
That's your choice?
Yeah.
Okay. Keith?
New Vegas.
Fallout New Vegas?
New Vegas.
Ooh, New Vegas was the answer.
Isn't that three? That's the last one, right?
No. Nope. Well, the last one was 4. And that was not New Vegas. Was 3?
3, New Vegas, 4.
Yeah. New Vegas was like...
New Vegas was like a little in between.
All right, that was a 2-pointer.
Just sidetrack.
All right, Keith, what category would you like?
Can I take record-setting games again?
Yes, you can. While Mario is still the best-selling character of all time, what other Nintendo game is the best-selling individual game of all time?
It's got to be Pokemon.
Pokemon? Rice?
Best individual...
Individual selling game of all time.
Wii Sports.
Wii Sports.
Didn't that come with the system?
Yes. Super Mario World came with the system, too.
I'm going to say Super Mario World.
He just said it's not Mario, dummy.
Is it?
Too late.
No, I don't know.
Oh.
The answer was Wii Sports.
Thank you.
You should know that because I think you asked that question one week.
It was on one of our quizzes.
It counted because it sold with the system?
Yep.
That added up. All right, Rise, we're back to you. And you get a perk.
Nice.
So I will give you... let's see. We'll give you the piggy blocker.
Oh, I like the piggy blocker.
My old favorite.
Okay.
Meaning if you give an answer, you can block them from using the same answer, even if they think you're right.
Hmm. All right.
Just call it out before you answer.
Okay.
All right, so you get to pick a category, too.
Let's do voice acting again.
Voice acting. Who is the longest-running video game voice actor who has said the same fighting game phrase since 1991?
Oh, damn it.
It's a toasty guy, right?
No. No. Ed Boon? No. It's a guy who does Mario, I think. Or a Street Fighter. I don't know.
You want a block? Or...
block.
All right. Brian?
Repeat the question one more time. Sorry.
Where was I? I'm a little disorganized.
Who was the
longest running video game voice actor who has said the same fighting game phrase since 1991?
Fighting game.
I'm gonna pass, but I'm probably that guy in Mortal Kombat, like, finish you. Right?
It's not. It's definitely a Street Fighter.
Street Fighter?
Yeah.
Well, Keith, you got
it. I was gonna go with the Mortal Kombat.
Do you want to go with it, or do you want to block like they did? Blocking costs you 1 point.
No.
You got block?
No block.
Oh.
I think it's the guy from...
I'm gonna need a name.
Ed Boon.
You mean, I couldn't just say the franchise?
I could say Tobias Boon. Is the only name that I could think of from Mortal Kombat.
It's Ed Boon.
It's Ed Boon.
I was right. I mean, that was the answer.
That was the answer.
Talk, man.
And the only reason is
why is he the oldest of voice acting?
Because he's been saying "get over here" for a long time.
Yeah, but I mean, like, there were no voice actors.
Not that continued.
That didn't retire.
He's still doing it to this day.
Yeah, Ed Boon. Good for you, Ed.
The only Boon I could think of was Noob Saibot.
So you were thinking Talbot?
I'm going to give you a half value, because that was a 2-point question. So I'm going to give you a point.
Okay.
Because I guess Noob Saibot threw you off. Brian? Category, please.
Record-setting games. Actually, you know what? Monsters. No one's asked the monster one.
Okay.
Creepy monsters.
What game series features wall masters, disembodied hands that drag you back to the start of the level?
Oh, I kind of remember that. I'm not going to eat up time. I'll just pass.
The Legend of Zelda.
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 Fuck! Zelda. Fuck.
All right, Keith gets a level up. I'm going to give you... Let's see. I'll give you a psychic hint. You use your perk before you answer. You say you want to use it. I will give you a hint... But you go last to answer, and I give you a hint before you answer.
Oh, I understand.
All right, who's up? Keith, category?
I'll go Creepy Monsters again.
Creepy Monsters. In the Resident Evil remake, what monster had to be destroyed by fire, or they would resurrect into the clawed Crimson Heads?
Well, I'm going to use my level up, my psychic hint.
Okay, then we're going to skip you for now.
The dogs.
Dogs? Ryan?
I didn't play the remake.
I didn't play it either.
Yeah, I'll go with the Hunter.
Oh shit, Hunters might not be.
They were always a bitch.
Here's your hint: the most basic monster.
Damn it!
Oh shit!
It's a Resident Evil game.
My problem is the only time I ever played a Resident Evil game, I was high as a kite on acid.
Well, what do you know?
Weren't we all?
Don't remember a lot of it.
What do you know that series to be about?
Zombies.
Zombies is the correct answer.
All right, well,
I figured it was something special. Make an awkward
moment
like
for
a,
this. Where
that sounds like something that comes up in mid-game.
Drug use.
Right off the bat.
You know what? Those Hunters weren't so badass. I saw one go down by a 9mm bullet once.
Yeah.
It's been almost like 16 years.
It's still funny.
Still funny.
Because the way he died, he left that.
All right, Rise.
All right.
Choose your category.
Boys actors, just because I don't think anyone else is going to pick it. All
right.
Not that I think I'm going to be great.
What? Oop, wrong one. Rob Wheathoff is credited with only one voice, a character who tragically died and then walked away from the business. So good thing he'll never have to recap his anti-hero character again. What character is it?
Character that died, anti-hero.
Guy only did one voice.
Max Payne.
Max Payne.
I'm going to go with Dan.
Max Payne to you. Keith?
I'm going to have to...
pass?
Yeah, I'm going to pass.
Block.
I can't.
All right. Incorrect. The answer is John Marston.
Really? Marston's not coming back?
He's dead.
Well, he hasn't come back, at least.
All right, he died at the end of the game.
And the,
for a second,
you
I thought
do a prequel.
That you were saying, Rob died?
The voice actor walked away from the business after that one role.
Really?
Which is a shame, because that dude had a badass voice.
Yeah, he had a cool voice, man.
All right, Chuck.
Monsters.
Monsters. Mm-hmm. Name the sci-fi sequel that has you run from the Hunter, an unkillable monster that can regenerate limbs as fast as you can chop them off.
Oh, my God. Wasn't that shit in Resident Evil, man?
No, you're thinking of Hunters from Resident Evil.
No. There was number three. It was just like this monster you couldn't kill. It had blood.
I don't want to steer you wrong again either.
I'm sorry. What was the question one more time? I just want to know what man.
Name the sci-fi sequel that has you run from the Hunter, an unkillable monster that can regenerate limbs as fast as you can chop them off.
I want to say it's Dead Space. I kind of remember something like that. Fucking with me.
Okay, Keith.
The same here. Dead Space too.
I'll go Dead Space.
It's Dead Space 2, but I'll give you guys the points.
Alright.
You said the sequel, right?
I did say sci-fi sequel.
Well, do I have to say Dead Space 2?
Yeah, there's three
sequel.
Dead Space.
I said Dead Space 2.
But, like, you said it was the sequel.
I would have said 2.
You're complaining so much, I don't want to give you those points now, but I'm gonna.
I crossed my heart, I would have said 2.
It's like, what sequel did Darth Vader say?
Alright, who are we up to? Keith? Cat?
Record-breaking games.
Record-breaking games.
Settings.
It's no surprise that the fourth game of what series holds the record for longest cutscene, clocking in at 27 minutes.
Fucking 27 minutes.
I'm looking for the series on this one.
Resident Evil?
No.
It's the fourth?
Fourth game has this record.
Mass Effect.
I'm gonna pass.
Okay. Passes. The correct answer to that was Metal Gear.
Oh, yeah.
I played Resident Evil. I just knew. I was like, those things go prep.
I know Mass Effect had forever one.
Mass Effect has three games. This is the fourth sequel.
Okay. I didn't play all three Mass Effects, by the way.
Well, that's just, I'm just saying.
I lost it after the first one.
All right, well,
I fell off of
Mass
Effect.
It's your turn to pick a category.
Okay. Let's do voice actors. I'm just going to stick with voice actors.
Okay. Ellen McClain's performance as this villain became so iconic that her voice was used as an Easter egg in the movie Pacific Rim as the voice of the Shatterdome.
Hmm. She was a villain. Female villain. I'll go Mother Brain, I guess.
Mother Brain. Brian?
Oh, I'm going to pass on that.
Pass for Brian. Keith?
Can you repeat the question for me, please?
Yes. Ellen McClain's performance as this villain became so iconic that her voice was used as an Easter egg in the movie Pacific Rim as the voice of the Shatterdome.
I don't remember Mother Brain in Pacific Rim.
I doubt the Mother Brain of voice. Probably.
Right. Right.
I'm going to have to pass. I'm drawing a blank.
All right.
Who was it?
Gladys from Portal.
Oh. All right. All
right, Brian, you pick.
Monsters, man. I like monsters.
All right. Name the game that features blind monsters called clickers that kill with one hit if they manage to catch you.
That game I gave you. Oh my god. It was post-apocalyptic world with Ellen Page basically sued him for it. Can't everything but the name of this game. Shit.
Was it PlayStation exclusive?
It was PlayStation exclusive, yes. Had your boy, the main voice actor, who voices everything, right?
Was Troy Baker?
Yeah, wasn't he the fucking voice of the main character?
I don't know.
Oh my god, what was the name of the game? I'll pass.
Alright, that's a pass. Oh, shit.
I'm dead.
You got 1 point left.
I'm out. I'm dead then. I got nothing.
No, I mean, after that block.
Point after that. Well, I've been going freewheeling with my answers.
Well, I cannot remember the name of the game. It's a game that came out within the last year on Xbox, I believe.
That's already
it was
classic.
Like a Mirror's Run kind of game.
I can't give you any
information. I can't give me
no.
A... Well, I'm going to pass, but somebody...
I know a game that Ellen Page sued, and that was The Last of Us.
The Last of Us is correct.
That was The Last of Us, because Ellie looked... Balls on like her. I mean,
that's what
like,
I was talking about. Yeah.
All right. Roz, I think we're up to you.
Okay. What are my points like anyway? Because I have not passed on any.
You've got equal hits on me and you. We are at 10 each.
Mm.
Brian, you got 1 point remaining.
How many points do I have and how many points do you have?
Oh, wait. You're long dead, Brian. I gave you each 15. You're supposed to have 10. I'm going to keep it at 15 because you got 14 right now against you. Rise has 9. Keith has 7. And
I should have been passing.
You can say, it's fine. You can take me out.
Yeah. No.
Because we're good, so we only got it like 3 more questions.
Yeah, come on.
That's my mess up.
All right.
All right. You got to pick a category. We're down to our last few questions.
Let's do record breaking games.
With
I thought I chose, didn't I?
I thought Keith just picked monsters.
You pick monsters?
Yeah, so go. So.
Alright, so go record-breaking games. Breaking.
Okay, with over 10 million subscribers, what game is the most popular MMORPG by subscribers with a population higher than the city of Tokyo?
I don't think it's the game I'm thinking of. I'll say World of Warcraft just to give it to him, but I don't think it is.
That's what I thought it was.
It's not.
You going with that?
Yeah.
It's not.
Oh, you're not going with that.
I'm going to go with that.
You're going with that? Okay.
World of Warcraft, just to get the show going. But
okay.
Just to change it up, I'm going to go with RuneScape.
World of Warcraft was correct.
Was it? Oh, thank God.
I was just...
Brian
wanted to add something in.
I'm going to have to give Brian a perk, even with his 1 point remaining.
There's something.
I'll give you this. I'll give you the vampire. You get to steal an HP point from any other player if you answer correctly. So, might as well use it.
Okay.
And you pick the category.
Monsters.
This is the final monster question.
Mm.
What retro game does the albino skeletal whale, Baron von Blubba, show up when you take too long on a level?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
In what retro game does the albino skeletal whale, Baron von Blubba, show up when you take too long on a level?
I'm
going to use that perk. Who's got more points? Who's got more hit points?
They're equal right now.
All right, so I'll take Rises and Echo the Dolphin.
Echo the Dolphin. Okay. Keith?
I'm going to go with Bubble Bobble.
Bubble Bobble.
You get a pass.
And a pass. Bubble Bobble is correct.
Nice.
Brian is eliminated.
And you stole my point, you dick.
I didn't steal your point.
Yeah, you did.
No, he didn't answer it right, so he doesn't get it.
I'd be alive.
Oh, all right.
I would have just passed and stole your point.
All right.
All right, Keith. We have record-setting games. We got one more question, and we got voice acting. Two more questions.
Well, let's go with voice acting, then.
Okay. Round it off.
What legendary actor, and one would think bad father, plays your dad in Fallout 3, who you have to go out and search and find?
Fuck. I'm going to have to pass. I do not know. Vince McNeil.
Wait, he plays your dad?
Vince Neil?
Yes, the guy who plays your dad in Fallout 3.
Oh,
the crew?
Pass.
It's a horrible father. So
the answer is Liam Neeson.
Oh, okay.
His kids keep getting dead.
Yeah, that's true. His kids, his wife.
Particular set of skills.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll do voice in that game, you got to have those skills to find him.
I'll do voice actor again.
All right, voice actor. Final question in this category. Oh, this is also a bit of a voice acting question. A little tie together. What original PlayStation game of what iconic series holds the world record for voice acting in video games? And you don't have to be the master of unlocking to know this.
I'm sorry. It holds the record for most awards given to voice actors?
No, for the worst voice acting of all time. Original PlayStation.
Series. I'm going to say Resident Evil 1.
Okay.
And Keith? Crash Bandicoot.
Crash Bandicoot. Resident Evil 1 is correct.
Yeah. You were almost a Jill sandwich.
You're the master of unlocking.
Yeah.
And it all comes down to the final question. Mathematically, I don't think I can lose this. But we'll ask it anyway. With more than 35 million titles sold since 1996, who's the top-selling female protagonist in gaming? Keith?
Lara Croft.
Lara Croft.
Since what day? What was the date?
96.
Lara Croft.
Lara Croft is correct. For 1 point each.
Thinking about Samus for a second. I was like, no.
Here's the point totals. Brian, you got knocked out with 4 points against me. Dan.
Mm-hmm.
I was 1 point away from defeat.
Mm.
You just barely didn't make it, which means I have to do a fucking another quiz next week.
I'm alive to fight another day, though.
And Keith, an impressive 13 points against me. And Dan, you had 11 hits to you, and Keith, you had 12 to you.
Mm. All right.
Too many passes.
That was fun. So I was going to have a discussion, but I think the episode's running pretty long.
We're at an hour and 5 minutes.
Oof, that's longer than what we normally do.
So,
I told everyone last week that I wanted to bring back some shit from A Squad. So I did. I brought back A Squad Confessions, which is a segment in which we confess some foul deeds, maybe, or a particular boast that we might have had. Something we'd like to get off our chest.
I went with things I'm ashamed of.
Yeah, pretty much. That's it. It's the confessions.
It's like I touched myself to Lara Croft when I was 13.
You did too.
That's a fact.
Who didn't?
Those hexagonal boobs.
Anyway, this is VG times 3 confessions.
VG times 3 confessions. I don't ever want a game again, because guilty thumbs can't win no matches. I don't ever want to play again till I get this off my chest.
I just picture you singing that into your phone in your car.
All right, fellas. Let's do a giant shock. You want to kick this off?
Yeah.
And you're right, I did record on the way home.
Watch this. What?
I did record that on the way home.
I put myself offline to ignore people that were trying to play a game with me that stunk at the game.
Yeah, oh man. I do that too, man. You ever forget you signed yourself offline and then somebody calls and they're like, oh, you haven't been on for a week.
It's like Chappelle's show where he calls Big Boy. He's like, shit!
I'm playing on the moon, bitch.
Yeah, I'll meet you in the room. Where? On the moon, bitch.
Keith.
Mine is playing fucking video games makes me late to everything. The same reason I was 20 minutes late showing up tonight, I was playing The Division. Same reason sometimes. Okay. I'm late picking my son up from school and late for appointments. I'm a horrible parent because of video games.
All right. Next, you got a confession you want to get off your chest.
Yeah, when I'm playing Mortal Kombat X and Cassie Cage uses that X-ray move where she punches a guy in the nuts and his dick explodes, mm-hmm. I turn my head because it's gross.
Oh.
And it hurts.
You're a big pussy.
It hurts to watch. Exploding testicles.
All right, I got one for the fans out there. So I know 2 weeks ago I said I was going to do a mini episode of How to Beat XCOM 2. And I said that I ran out of time, but I didn't. I've been playing it the whole time. I just can't beat it.
Confessions. Just what I thought I said. All I can say.
The deal is that you lose your character for good once you die. And those who know me well know I like to drink. So I wake up the next day. I'm like, what happened to all my guys?
Fuck.
And I just can't come out with a how-to-beat strategy for a game I've had to reset multiple times. John Chuck, what do you got?
I bought a game and quit on it on the first day.
Really? What game?
That Walking Dead thing.
Did you return Halo 1 Season 2, remember?
Yeah, but that was... I forgot why I did it. There was something...
You're being spiteful?
I was pissed off about something in the game where it was like, it didn't let me do something, and I was like, fuck this game.
Yeah, I remember that. Keith?
Another one. Laziness / hygiene. I'm sure everyone's done it, doesn't want to admit it. You've woken up on a Saturday, got up, didn't brush your teeth, didn't shower, and played video games all day like a smelly bastard.
That's gross.
Been there.
That's gross.
We've all done it. It's gross. We've all done it.
No, I've never done that. I'm judging you.
It's like Lee Trevino
and shame now.
Like Lee Trevino and Happy Gilmore just shaking the head like.
Max?
I don't care about Assassin's Creed anymore.
Well, they've done everything they can to make you not.
I cared so much early on. I don't give a shit anymore.
I stopped playing with the Indian guy, Connor. I was like, nah.
That's rough. Actually, my next one was something similar. I know I always say what Call of Duty can get me back with. Call of Duty can't get me back.
It's pretty rough at this point.
It can't get me back. There's nothing you can do, Call of Duty. You come out with too many. They're too lame. They're the same thing.
So much like my
Assassin's Creed. And I hate everyone who plays it.
Even this year's Zombies wasn't that great.
No, it's never that great.
Nah. Sure. I'm sorry, what?
You got another one?
Yeah. Well, we've all played Street Fighter 2, and they have, you know, the 8 separate endings for the 8 original characters. And on my quest to see all those endings, I've yelled a lot of obscenities at M. Bison. Trying to beat his ass with that Dalzim and Zangief. It's fucking rough, and I was sitting there for hours to see their shitty little endings.
Been there. Just watch fucking Zangief dance.
Oh, my God.
He danced with Gorbachev.
The payoff was non-existent. It was just like, I spent 3 hours trying to beat you with this asshole.
Even worse, I don't remember Dalzim's ending. I think he rides an elephant.
That's his level, brother.
I would say, yeah.
He's...
Stretching. That could be a quiz question next week.
Right.
Video game endings. Yes. Got a category.
Ooh. Keith, you got another one?
My next one is nobody really admits to doing it, but rage quitting.
Ooh, you rage quit.
Oh, man.
Fucking constantly. Or rage reload a save.
So let me ask you this. Now that we're talking about taboo things, I'm not a rage quitter, but do you pause it and then join another game? Or are you one of those pretended like, oh, I got to go and turn off the Xbox? Totally.
No, sometimes because I need
just
to...
Just so you know, when somebody rage quits on me, I totally check if they're still playing.
They're in another match
somewhere. Yeah, else. I totally check that.
A lot of times I'll need to, all right, you know what, I'm getting... Especially, I play FIFA a lot. That game is a rage-inducing game. And a lot of times I need to just stop. I'm going outside. I'm having a cigarette. Fuck you, Xbox, for the next 5 minutes. And then come back to me, baby. I love you.
Okay.
Once I get back inside.
Yesterday,
it takes a man to admit that.
They have a troubled relationship.
Yesterday, I didn't realize my controller was jacked up a little bit. And my right joystick was going a certain way. So every time I got the ball, it kicked it away from me. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
All right. Max, you got another one?
Yeah, not sure if I used this one in a prior segment, but I fucking hate zombies in games now.
Yeah, it's so too sick much, of it. Man.
It's sensory overload.
Too much. I think it's a cop-out. Like, when in the games like The Last of Us, when you actually have to kill an actual person or something like that, it's like a hard choice. Now with these zombies, it's just like bullshit.
Are you saying, like, in the main bad guy is a zombie, or that there's a zombie mode?
That every game has a zombie bad guy somewhere in it, and it's... Got to be way too much.
But you're not against the zombie mode or like horde mode or something like that.
Zombie mode I could give a shit less about because I don't play Call of Duty.
Well, I'm saying you can still play by yourself. It's still fun to mess with the zombies.
No, I don't find it fun. There's no story to it. It's
all right. It's gameplay. So I got the next one. Now, I run the tournament sometimes at the game hut. You know, and I let the kids play and they all play against each other. And sometimes I join in. And it's fun. It's fun. I will confess, though, if one of the kids brings a an arcade stick, I automatically think he's a douchebag.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and I have an arcade stick. I got...
Sink or no.
Yeah.
No, he's...
Yeah. I got it with Street Fighter. You know, when Street Fighter came out with the, it was like $100, so it was like $40 for the... And I use it at home for nostalgia purposes. I don't think you're a douchebag if you're at home and you use it and you just feel like playing with it. But if you bring it to a tournament, kind of a douchebag.
Yeah, douchebag it's like bringing your own bowling ball and then bowling a 90.
Yeah. Yeah, well, no, it's not even that. It's just that when these kids bring it, it's like either you think you're bringing it for an edge over the other kids who are using our store controllers, and you're a douche for that, for expecting me to let you use that, which I don't. Or you're just showing off that you have it. And you're kind of a douche for that, too. So I don't see any benefit to it. Anyway, knock it off, douchebags.
Fuck you. Get knocked down a tier like everybody else and play with a controller
you're not used
to. Use the store
controls. Right. Giant shot.
In Gears of War, I've not picked up my guy to get a kill.
Oh, no. That's very similar to your last... confessions, and the confession before that, stop using that same fucking confession.
I've never not picked the warrior class when they give you a choice. Where
really?
It's like paladin. No,
yes.
Like, mage, the chick, the, I guess the dwarf.
The dwarf.
Like, or the fucking guy you want to be the warrior.
It's called Nax.
Really?
All the way up to Skyrim.
The gauntlet?
Any, if you ever give me the choice, I'm just never picking anyone but the warrior.
I'm always the black mage. Always.
But even in, like, recent, like, Skyrim, where it's, like, the magic's actually cool and useful, I'm like, nah, give me the sword, bro.
No, yeah. I'm always the black mage.
Nah, I've never felt
dual
the
swords all the way in Skyrim.
Really?
Fuck yes.
Being the other classes is like being a good sniper. It's like, it's useful, but...
like, it's hard one-on-one.
Yeah, it's like,
but I want to be having fun playing this.
Yeah, I get you.
So I want to charge in like a maniac.
White mage is incredibly boring.
Oh, healing? Yeah. Fuck
Keith,
that.
You got one more? Because we're only doing four.
Yes. Right? This is my big one. A lot of games, honestly, today. Well, I thought everybody knew.
I'm like, whoa.
I thought everyone knew.
Keep it video games.
These are confessions.
I've gotten bored of a lot of video games today. A lot of it is the same shit over and over. Go get this thing. Bring it back here. Go get this thing. Bring it back here. You're the only one that can do it. And it's gotten repetitive and boring, and I really wish they would change it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Far Cry Primal, I'm looking at you.
Fallout 4, Destiny, The Division, all of the fucking big AAA games in the last year.
Anybody in this fucking village can hunt a deer. Mm-hmm. What do you need me for?
I got annoyed at Assassin's Creed eventually where they were like, okay, man, you know your little side quests with the feathers and all that shit?
Yeah, add on to that collectibles.
Yeah, it's like, God. All right.
In Far Cry 4, I collected all the dumb masks. Because it was like the serial killer was leaving these masks. And I expected like a cutscene or something at the end.
Something.
Achievement.
There was nothing like...
Five whole gamer points?
I know at the end of... Ryze told me at the end of Batman Arkham, if you do all the joke... Sorry, the Riddler's riddles, like there's a little payoff at the end where he's like, he mentions that, oh, I can't believe you're cheating.
It was cool. It was in the first one where he's just like, you're looking it up on the internet.
Yeah.
In the third one, if you do it, you at least get to beat him up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you get to beat him up a little bit. Yeah.
And he's a chump.
Yeah. Well, yeah. He's a Riddler, of course, man. What's he got?
My favorite beat-em-up, quick aside, is in Spider-Man when you finally meet Mysterio and his power goes all the way up and then you run up to him. I think it's Spider-Man 2, and you give him one punch, and it goes all the way down. Yeah. It's like a regular dude.
I think his dome head falls
off. Yeah, yeah, it falls off. Yeah, his fishbowl falls off, and you're done. Pete, what's your last confession?
I wrote two, so I'm trying to pick the better one. All right, back in the day, every game that was cool was made in Japan. Now if it's made in Japan, I avoid that shit like the plague.
Really?
The voice acting's always weird. The dialogue is always strange and stilted. The women are always the same, like, archetype of, like, they're powerful, but they're dainty.
Yeah, yeah, gentle. Super dainty.
I definitely agree with
and
you.
And every fucking voice is high-pitched when they translate it over. Every
and they all scream
voice.
At one point, you bastard!
What was that, horror game that I had got with the guy with the chainsaw where you, he runs after you?
Oh, Evil Within.
Yeah, that part was awesome, but, like, the beginning of the game is, like, you're this Japanese cop, and then like everything's super Japanese, which really turned me off the entire game.
It just feels otherworldly for where I'm at.
Yeah,
and the dialogue is always just that slight little bit off
because it's translated. Yeah.
That game was my biggest
except for
down
Detective Pikachu. I'll be grabbing that up.
Fucking,
but I know what you're saying.
Like, you I paid full price for it for and days? Played it for 1 hour.
My right. other one is just a fuck you. You ever hear of Five Nights at Freddy's?
Yeah,
biggest thing on the internet.
Uh-huh. Oh, fuck that fucking game.
Oh, I tried it. Fuck anybody
who
plays it.
No, I didn't try it.
I tried it.
There's like fucking six of them.
And they're all bad.
Exactly.
It's close the door before you
fuck
get eaten by an animatronic robot.
Yeah, you're just running.
It's no, you're staying in a room. You don't move. It's watching security cameras and closing a door. It's the worst.
They tried that on a space game for PlayStation 2 when they came out with that. Remember in PS2? Was it 2? It was 2. Where they had, like, the headset for SOCOM, and that was, like, a new deal. They had a cool space game where you had to talk a woman on how to get out, and there were monsters there. But you were, like, supposedly locked in a...
run, bitch, run!
Yeah, you were locked in, like, a video camera room, like the security room. That was kind of cool.
This
not like that.
This isn't.
That's basically the premise of that Sega CD game where you like there was a slumber party and the two.
No, that's being a rapist. That's
well, no, but that was the premise of the gameplay.
Oh, it's a Japanese game.
It's like, the watch
a
right.
lot of
them. That one.
But I'm saying that was the premise of the game where you watched all the security cameras and you tried to stop the rapists from getting the people at the party.
Yeah.
Night Trap. Piece of crap.
Night Trap. Yeah. All right. My last one is that I unfortunately am the only person I know that owns a pair of Gunner glasses.
What the hell is Gunner glasses?
The video game advancement glasses? Yeah, no. They're
what do they do?
You spent $50 on a pair of Gunner optics.
Yeah, pretty much what you think they do.
To blur your vision?
Yeah,
like,
nothing.
What the fuck is this?
Nah,
everything's yellow.
The two are.
They're amber tinted. Like. They're amber tinted. They're supposed to give you a slight reaction. They don't.
Amber
this sounds
tinted.
Like the best investment since the Power Glove.
I got it for my birthday.
You could have bought it for $10 at Dick's Sporting Goods for shooting glasses.
I got them for free.
Same things.
Same thing.
Everything in amber should help you play a video game.
They're actually a little small on my adult size head because they're made for children. No, I mean, they're supposed to be for adults, but nah, a little small. Anyway, that's kind of embarrassing.
Mm.
And I still wear them at the tournaments to look like the man in front of little kids.
So you look like the guy who brings the custom joystick?
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. It's one step above a custom joystick.
Except this doesn't help your gameplay at all.
I don't know if it does or not. I'm a beast regardless. So
you're facing children.
It's like it's like a tiger buying a switchblade. You know what I mean?
In a pool of cubs, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, you're like that Seinfeld episode where
you're
Kramer
a cub
took
also.
The karate class against children.
Well, then you're all children because I whooped that ass
in
most
games.
Games.
I'll fuck you up in UFC or FIFA or Madden.
You're talking about games I don't play.
You're talking about games I don't play. Then what games do you play that I play?
I fuck you up in Halo 1-on-1.
Is there an objective?
Yeah, sure. 1-on-1. Kill each other.
Fuck with you then.
Nah, I don't think so. Max, you know a game I'm going to mention.
Injustice, I'm going to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not nearly as good as you in that game.
That was a whooping. That was a whooping.
And you play those WWE games. I fucked your shit up all...
Nah, you never beat me. Anyway, listen to us on Podbean and iTunes under BGX3. You can find us on Twitter, BGX3 Radio. On Facebook, BGX3 Facebook, period. And I'd like to thank Keith for coming on. You're a good guest.
Anytime, man. I hope to be back
soon.
Thanks a lot, Keith, man.
Cool, man. So, I had fun this week. Getting back into the groove. I love the confessions. I'm glad they're back for the month. And
Will somebody win a fucking quiz?
Yeah. Well, I like you making them, so maybe I'll stop at 14. So I'd like to say thanks for playing, everyone.
No doubt. Black Street, son. Play on, play
out. Play on, play out. With Slash.
A little bit. Dr. Dre was on this one. Dre dropped the verse. It's going
down. The beat is a Bill Withers song. The
beat is a Black Street song.
No, the beat is Bill Withers' grandma's hand.
Nobody cares.